It's 8:55, 25 degrees outside our WIOL studios. The market's pretty flat since the 8:30 reopened today. Here to talk about it in a little bit more detail is Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian, and you're exactly right. It's fairly flat trade this morning, mildly defensive. Yesterday's trade was a little bit of a disappointment with getting new contract lows in corn and wheat, beans and wheat, but corn's trying to hold at least near the lows. Interesting to note there that the deliveries this morning were pretty much non-existent, but we are getting close to the delivery values in that corn system. Looking at the prices this morning, March corn's down a half a cent at 353 and a quarter basis of March. May, the more actively traded contract, is 355 and a half, down a quarter. Notice there that spreads were firm yesterday and working kind of like they did in the Dease March spread when Dease was going into expiration, trying to work towards an inversion, which actually the Dease March did, but the March May has not done yet. We're cautiously optimistic that will take place. Looking at the soybean complex, the March beans are steady at 850 and three quarters. July beans are 863 and a half, down a quarter, and new crop November down three quarters at 869 and a half. Wheat market continues to be mildly defensive. March Chicago wheat 436, down two and a half. July is down a penny at 451 and a half, and also Kansas City wheat is up a quarter at 449 and three quarters. Looking at the livestock markets, it looks like the hogs and the cattle are both defensive to the tune of about 10 to 20 cents. No major moves there. Expectations going forward, I think realistically we're continuing to watch that March expiration of the contract to see if the corn spreads can diminish. Something to watch is also going to be commercials. Are they trying to pull inventory forward, especially for the Eastern Corn Belt? Are funds covering shorts in the March and having a little bit of difficulty reestablishing their positions in the May contract? I think realistically that's something that we're going to have to watch. If the open interest continues to stay the same, that's probably the issue rather than the commercial side of the equation. I also think as far as weather is concerned, the weather seems to be pretty decent, and I think spring progress is going to continue in the Southwest. And going forward, there don't seem to be many issues. South American production estimates seem to be creeping a little bit higher. No issues there. And the other thing, too, is the saber-rattling as far as taxes and challenges for export out of South America seem to be diminishing, so I think our competition, especially in the soyplex, is going to increase. Chinese interest seems to be doing okay as far as imports are concerned, and they're going to have meetings this weekend to determine whether or not they're going to increase their quota as far as corn imports. Other than that, there's not much new and exciting.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for that report. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. And again, we're at 25 degrees right now outside our WIOL studios. Looking at the outside markets for just a moment, the Dow's off 33 points here in the early going, trading at 16,832. The S&P down 6.5 points at 1,972. The NASDAQ down 13 points at 4,677. And in weather for today, pretty pleasant out there, at least for this morning for sure, with sunny skies. The high 37 as we'll see some clouds move in this afternoon. Snow possibly mixed with rain tonight. 1 to 2 inches of accumulation possible. Temperatures steady in the lower 30s, so a lot of it will depend on which side of that freezing mark we end up on tonight. Tomorrow, rain and snow likely tomorrow morning, then a chance of rain possibly mixed with snow in the afternoon. We could see additional accumulation of up to an inch. The high 40 degrees, so whatever we get shouldn't stay around very long. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow night, the low 24 degrees, mostly sunny for the day on Friday, and a high of 39. We'll warm back up for the weekend. Saturday's high 47, partly cloudy and 51 for the day on Sunday. We do have a chance of rain moving back in Monday into Monday night and Tuesday. Tuesday's high all the way up to 66 degrees. Currently 26 degrees outside our WIOL studios in Urbana on Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Find all of our ag programming online at willag.org.